Every year on this day, for many, many centuries, we have celebrated a saint who is primordially important to us, to the whole church, for all ages. It is the feast of the great doctor, Saint Jerome. Saint Jerome, who was born a pagan when he was a young man, he was born in Dalmatia, that country that has produced many other saints, including in recent times, Saint Teresa of Calcutta. And then he went to Rome to study. He was converted and eventually ordained a priest by the great Saint Paulinus. And he then went to Rome to study in Rome. Of course, everybody went to Rome, even to this day, even though things are not so great there. Many, many seminarians and priests and bishops too go to Rome to study. There, eventually, he became the secretary of the Spanish Pope, Saint Damasus. Saint Damasus is primordially known for two things, for Saint Jerome and for having written many, many epigrams for the tombs of martyrs. He found all the tombs of the martyrs and made beautiful epigrams or poems for all of them, which can still be seen. In the meantime, there was a lot of confusion because in different parts of the church, one thing was read or the other. Now, remember, it was all either Greek or Latin. And of course, the Pope was mostly concerned about Latin. And so he asked St. Jerome, his secretary, to write, bring forth a new correct translation of the sacred scriptures. And St. Jerome knew Hebrew and Greek, and Latin, of course, Chaldaic, all the other languages of the Middle East. And so he was very suited for this. There was nobody else so suited. He was so important and so well known for his knowledge that St. Augustine, who was his friend, you would consult him very often on questions of the sacred scripture. It's interesting, too, because St. Jerome, though he not being Spanish, was the secretary to the Spanish St. Damasus, took on some of the Spanish traits. And we Spaniards are very honest, even to the point of not caring what the other person thinks. And so we care what God thinks, but not what other people think. And so he and St. Augustine exchanged many letters. I've often asked here from this pulpit for somebody to find the volume or volumes of them, hoping that they would give them to me, but they have not, so it's probably too late now. But anyway, the insults of St. Jerome for St. Augustine and for St. Augustine to St. Jerome, they knew how to insult someone with all full Christian charity. And so that's another thing that we could learn from him if we could ever find the volumes. St. Jerome produced what is now known as the Vulgate of the Bible. It's the only official translation from the original languages, being Hebrew and Greek, into Latin that the church possesses. Now, many popes, including Venerable Pius XII, St. John XXIII, St. John Paul II, tried to have new translations produced, and I'm afraid to say that they're all not any good, and I have seen them all. So the Vulgate of St. Jerome is still the best, and it's the only official. The others are not. So today we pray to him who is so imbued with the sacred scriptures. He said, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. However, remember that it's not all the stupid translations that are put out in English or other languages that is the scripture. It is the Latin Vulgate, the only official form of the Bible. And so that's another reason why you should learn Latin, which is our language as Roman Catholics. St. Jerome, in the meantime, became very good friends with St. Paula, a very wealthy widow in Rome. And of course, the tongues always wag, and wagging tongues usually are cut off sooner or later. And her daughter, St. Eustochium, whose feast we just celebrated in the last week. Before it was all over, St. Paula and St. Eustochium went to Bethlehem, where, with the help of St. Jerome, they founded a monastery for women. And when St. Paula died, St. Eustochium continued. St. Jerome, by that time, also founded a monastery for men in Bethlehem. And so, when it was his turn to die, first he was buried in Bethlehem near the cave of the Nativity. And then he was taken to Rome, to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, where he still is, where he had brought to Rome the relics of the manger of the baby Jesus, which is still there. So today we honor and we venerate the great St. Jerome, Doctor of the Church, Doctor of the Scriptures, and patron of those who study the Word of God. May he help us in this day and age of so much heresy within the Church, that we may finally get rid of this evil that oppresses the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.